The book Hebrews, part 41. I'm Professor Hannes Rettinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Victoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, please contact us at our WhatsApp number. It's +27 international code 0722-367-124, or just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you will participate in the study, you are very, very welcome. Always, I urge you to go to part one, start from the beginning, because you have missed quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel and able to receive the different notifications of the other English studies that we are currently busy with, as well as our TikTok messages. Please send this link to your friends and family. Make sure that you at least have a 1611 King James Bible ready, pen and a writing pad. It's very important to know, and this announcement I'm doing now, we're only doing on a Monday morning. It's very important to know that we do not associate ourselves with the foreign people or groups, any messianic groups, the Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Roots movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Yah movement. We are not part of the Jehovah Witnesses or Seventh-day Adventists. Instead, we are not affiliated to any church denomination or organization in the world. We are only using the restoration of the original Hebrew Sacred Name Bible, the ancient Bible, which was translated by Dr. Joseph Brion Rottenham in 1860, called the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version. According to this Bible, the name Jesus was originally called Yahushua. The name of God was originally called Elohim or Hashim. The name of the Lord was originally Yaffa. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. We do not refer to ourselves as Christians because the Roman Catholic Church, who was Constantine, in 327 at the Council of Nicene, created the name Christian. There was never ever in the time of Yahushua, 2000 years ago, anything like a term called Christian. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. I trust that the study this morning is going to be a blessing unto you in the name of Yahushua. We are going to continue where we left off on Friday. We're going to read from John 1 verse 11. Thank you for the one or two messages that came through of compliments for the study. To Yahweh be all the glory. People is saying that they are learning to experience the word, the revelation word, in a way which they never understood it before. John 1 verse 11. Now I want you to look at the name He and Him. Every time with small letters, I'm going to show you in capital letters. He? Now who's He? It's Yahushua. He, Yahushua, came unto His own. His with a small letter H. In the 1611 King James Bible? Yes. But surely it's got to be a capital letter. Make it a capital letter. And His capital letter only receive Him, capital letter not. So in one sentence or one verse, three times do they just degrade the titles or the references call about Yahushua. He, small letter, and Him, small letter. Unacceptable. He says that He came unto His own. Now who was His own? Was that the church in Jerusalem? No. The Bible says He came unto His own. Who was His own? Daniel's people. When the angel Michael came to speak to Daniel in Daniel 12 verse 1, he said He spoke to Daniel and his people. Who was Daniel's people? Were it the Russians? Were it the Muslims? No. Was it anybody else? No, it was the Israelites, stroke Jews. He spoke to his own. So when Yahushua said he came unto his own, who is his own? It was no Gentiles. There's not a scripture that says that Yahushua came for the Gentiles to be saved first. He came to his own first to be saved. And the Bible says they accept him not. Yahushua's ministry was 3 years. I already explained it once before, but let me do it again. For 3 years, since the time that John the Immerser or Baptizer immersed Yahushua, from that moment that the voice, when the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, came down on him, the voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." Then starts the ministry of Yahushua for 3 years. 2 years of that 3 years, the first 2 years, he only ministered to the Israelites, to his people, his own. And he says, and his own received him not. Now in this one verse, there's 2 years of history locked up in this one verse. Now how can I say there's 2 years of history locked? Well, very easily. Actually, it's 3 years of history, not just 2 years. Because for 2 years, he just preached the first 2 years. He preached unto his people, Israel. And then when Yahushua came to the well, and asked the Sumerian for water, and she says, "But how come that you are a Hebrew would ask me for water who are a Gentile?" It was unknown for a Hebrew man to speak to a Gentile. She didn't know that the message of salvation was turned unto the Gentiles. Who caused it to happen? It wasn't Yahushua. It was Father Yahweh that turned the message of salvation unto the Gentiles. Otherwise, the Gentiles would have never been saved. Never ever. It's very easy. The word says that he closed the eyes for Israel to see him and not to see him, to hear the word and not accept the word. He actually cut him off. And the message of salvation went unto the Gentile tribes, starting with the Sumerians. He, Yahushua, came unto his own, Israel. It wasn't the church. It wasn't the Gentiles. It was his own, Israel. And his own received him not. They wouldn't accept him. Instead, every now and then, they wanted to stone him. I see the Sadducees, every now and then, they blaspheme him. Why? Because Yahushua knew about their lives, what they were doing. He knew about how they were operating in the synagogues. He says in verse 12, "But as many as received him," that he must be a capital H. "But as many as received him," who? That's Yahushua. "To them gave he," capital He, "power to become the sons of Yahweh." Now he says the sons of God. It could never have said the sons of God. But the 1611 says the sons of God. Impossible. In the time when Apostle John was immersed, and when he took the message of salvation to the Jews, the Hebrews. The same happened with the apostles. They all first ministered to the Hebrew people. It was only in a later state when Yahushua was start teaching and preaching to the Gentiles that some of them start teaching and preaching to the Gentiles. He said, "But as many as received him," Yahushua, "to them gave he," capital, power, "to become the sons of Yahweh," because the name God was only created. It wasn't even God. It was Kios and Theros in Greek. And that happened between 100 and 127 AY after Yahushua. And it was only in the 13th century when the name God came to know, which became Lord. Because in Greek, in the first four centuries, in Greek, it was Kyrios. And in the 6th century, it was Theos. Latin, Theos, Kyrios, Theos. Which became Lord, which became God. It says in verse 12, but as many as received him, Yahushua, to them gave he power to become the sons of Yahweh, our Elohim. How great does it sound? God can be any God. God actually just means object of worship. And that's why I use the word even Elohim, object of worship, worthy of worship. Yahweh, to be worthy of worship. Elohim. Even to them that believeth on his name. Now look at the name, N-A-N. Mustn't that be a capital N? Well, the his, H, capital H, and name, capital N. That you can change in your Bible, because it is, to me, that sounds blaspheming when they don't use the right letters, referring to Father, the Son, and the Ruach HaKodesh. Now, Apostle John is explaining to us who was the Word in John 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yahweh, our Elohim. Well, he said, the Bible says, and the Word was with God, Elohim, and the Word was God, Elohim. I explained to you how he became an Elohim. Hebrews 1 verse 6 and 7. He became an Elohim because the Father says he addressed him as Elohim, as God. And he gave him a name above every other name. Above the other angels. Hallelujah. Now he says, I'm going to read verse 12. But as many as received him, Yahushua, capital H, to them gave he, capital H, power to become the sons of Yahweh. Now we are all sons of Yahweh. Later on we're going to make a decent study of the sons and sons. Even to them that believe on his name. Now I don't like the on his name. Believe in his name. We believe in the name of Yahushua. In his capital, name capital. In his name. Now verse 13 says, which were born not of blood. Look again. But as many as received him, that's Yahushua, to them gave he power to become the sons of Yahweh, even to them that believed on his name. So, what do we need to have to become a son of Yahweh? I don't hear. We need to have his name. Is it N-A-M-E? Is it God? Is it Lord? Is it Jehovah? Is it Yahweh? Which is all titles? Which is all titles? It's not his name. You can address me as Sir, or Mr., or as Professor. I have a doctoral degree as well. You can call me Doctor. I was a pastor for many years of my life. Pastor, those are all titles. It's not my name. My name is Hannes. So, you can call him what title you like. But he said, but as so many that received him, that Yahushua, to them he gave power to become the sons of his Father. As he became a son, so we through repentance and new birth in the name of Yahushua, through the emission of our sins, Acts 2:36-41, we become sons of Yahweh, not sons of God, sons of Yahweh. And that's why we are called Yahwist, according to 2 Peter 1 verse 4. 1 Peter 4 verse 16. got so many scriptures. Even to them that believeth on or in his name. You don't come become a son by believing in titles. It's like a woman that marries a man. When Pastor Rika married me, she didn't marry the pastor, she didn't marry the doctor, she didn't marry the professor. She married Hannes Retenhuis. And by accepting my name, we became one. And accepting the name of Yahshua make you one with the Father. Yahweh Almighty. Now tomorrow morning I'm just going to touch on this one a bit more. Maranatha. Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.